I have no doubt that Open UK's sustainability strategy and the work we are doing will influence government, it will influence business, and it will influence education.
I think that we need to stop throwing litter away into the ocean, and we need to stop overfishing.
There's an exception if like it's in a shoe size or something, but if it's just for the sake of getting new shoes, I don't think that's okay. Stick with the ones you've got until they don't fit anymore.
Fundamentally, coming from the United Nations, the whole idea of open is very much embodied in the principles of the UN. The UN came into being on the basis of this kind of collaborative, coherent, multilateral approach to some of the most pressing challenges we have.
Investing in open source is investing in the future.
With some ambitious targets behind it, you just heard we're looking to achieve up to 80% decarbonization and up to 90% dematerialization. Those are ambitious targets, but that's what the blueprint lays out a journey for.
The technologies that are in this blueprint exist, right? Refurbished hardware exists, heat recycling and data centers exist, demand response, so shifting power loads basically around from data centers, it exists. All of what is in the blueprint is available today. So then eventually you start wondering, why is it not happening?
Technology is not the answer to the problem, it's the enabler of solutions.
To enable the change of an entire industry requires the alignment, quite simply, of value and values.
It's really worth trying to tackle this issue from a measurements perspective. What matters most is we measure least.
Technology is about innovation. It's created by innovation, it thrives on innovation. Open technology, open source software, open hardware, open data, open standards has been the heartbeat of innovation in the digital world. Open technology is when companies or organizations, you all know this, make their software or hardware available for others to use, allowing them to recycle and instantly be part of the circular economy. This can be done without cost, and then those organizations can support and enhance and develop that technology over time alongside the community, which of its nature promotes more sustainable and equitable technology. For technology to be sustainable, it has today to be open. This community collaborative approach is essential. A more open approach builds the community faster, it encourages sharing, collaboration, and it delivers higher quality compared to everyone trying to do their own thing.
It's striking to me that we still so many things that are closed and need that open approach. And I think we can show why that matters, why it's the right thing to do, and why now is the time to do it.
We collected a decent amount of data, and we saw loads of different anomalies. We saw loads of random bits of data here and there. And we kind of thinking, you know, how useful is this data? What's it actually say? You know, we were using these ECO2 sensors, using these nitrogen dioxide sensors, carbon monoxide, but what does it all actually mean? And that really sparked a conversation for us, which we're now continuing to explore.
What we need to do is to get to the end result, which is we know that the things we're putting in place are actually working. Yeah? To do that, we need data.
I'm very optimistic that we can align people's and enterprises and foundations and projects' interests.
So this same approach, collaboration and community, sharing and recycling, reusing technology is needed today around climate change, and the UK can offer leadership. This is a big moment, an exciting moment, where the confluence of technology and innovation, the way in which the cost of renewables has plummeted to now undercut the cost of carbon energy, the excitement around the mobilizing of trillions of dollars of private finance around that innovation, around that investment, the refocusing of investment criteria around environmental and social objectives as much as around the pure financial objectives, and the understanding that these are not things which pull in different directions in anything beyond the immediate short term. These are supporting each other. This is this moment. And when we look back at it, if we get this right And what you all in this room are part of will be central to this. We'll look back and say, this was our time.
And I often use the word love. I think what we need to find and use to really apply open to is the idea of love in the sense of trying to find a common narrative for the future, a common set of goals, common principles, common ideals, and then really come together in that co-creative model to try and solve some of these issues and problems that we face. We use this phrase very often in the UN. If you go alone, you can go fast. If you go together, you can go far. And what we need to do is really go far together.